So, Sam, yesterday I went to the doctors, been feeling a little bit flu-y, so I thought, better go to the doctors. And you know when you go to the doctors, it's kind of expensive. So you go there for one thing and you just get a full, all right, so I've had this little funny bump on me. I've got this. And you just check everything to see what if there's anything else that you need to, flag.
The doctor finishes on your one issue and is like, are you ready to go? Let me get my long list.
My long list of the things I've been delaying to come and see you about, but now I'm going to try and get it all done in one hit. Well, one of those things was I said to her, me and my partner, we're planning on having kids maybe in the next couple of years. Mm-hmm. What do I need to do? Right? And she sort of looked at me and was like, what do you mean, what do you need to do? Like, you go to bed, you don't use contraception. Like, I'm like, oh, no, I know what to do. I know what to do. I mean, like, do I need to... do anything else, you know what I mean?
Dig up, mate, dig up.
She thought that I didn't know how to have thing. That's when I asked, what do I need to do to have kids? She took it literally. I didn't know what to do. No, I'm just asking if is there injections or tests that I need to do before I start trying for children.
Right.
So it was just really awkward, really. Really awkward trip to the thing, yeah.
Incredibly awkward, but huge news, mate. Big, though. Are you ready for this? Just all the time?
Maybe I'll have a few more doctor's trips before that.